Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you. Previously on Dear Single Men with Taye Maddox.
To be sincere, I can't believe that January is almost gone. You know that thing they say about January having about 300 days? Well, I must say that January flew. Just jumped, or had as a quantum leap that January had that was even in 2021. I get 2021, and I guess probably it's because of COVID-19, isn't it? Or should we call it COVID-20 or COVID-21? Well, that's just that about that. But in the midst of all of this, I want to believe that you're trying as much as possible to keep yourself sane, guys. For me, doing this podcast for the first time this year, 2021, guys, I must tell you, it's been a lot coping with work and battling with some mental health challenges and all of that. I mean, when you hear mental health, what comes to your mind? Madness, Superboy Jaweli, no, nothing to me. I mean, just mentally stressed, you know, being down and deep in thoughts, and you know, asking myself some very deep questions, you know, and just trying to check in with myself, you know. That's what it is. But hey guys, we are here this year, 2021, and I want to say, guys, it gives me great pleasure as always to talk to you guys, and welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. And today on the podcast, the very first episode of this podcast for the year 2021, the question that we all ask when we want to start a conversation or when you want to start a chat with someone is, how are you? And how we ask this question so innocently, and then we also ask and then we answer so innocently without giving it a thought, as it were. So how are you really? If you'll ask me right now in this moment, I'm just excited. That's how I feel now. But if you ask me, let's say a few weeks ago, when I was down and kind of losing self-motivation and drive, I was saying, man, I'm low. But more of that after this. This is Dear Single Men podcast. My name is Taye Maddox. Stay with me. Welcome back. Let me be honest with you. I'm not feeling very fine. I'm not feeling too well. And I have a mouth sore on my tongue. And kind of affects my speech. And if you can hear me correctly, it's because of I'm trying to manage through the pain and go through it. Please bear with me. So yeah, how are you really? If someone asked you that question lately, right? If someone has asked you that question lately, what was your response? But see, the regular answer, I'm fine, good. I just day or chilling or God, maybe they thank God. You know, sometimes these are the variants of responses that we give to these questions. Now, the reason why I'm asking this question is that it dawned on me that most of us do not really answer this question to the best of our ability, and then we don't really take thought of this question before we answer. And I'm going somewhere with this. Look, a lot of us do not really know how to express how we feel most of the time. Did I get it? Yeah. Yes, I know. I'm sure. Now, I'm talking to guys. You know, we as guys, we are like superhumans, you know. We feel like Superman, you know. We always have it all together. We feel we'll have it all together. We do not actually know how to deal with issues as they come. We always, you know, throw them somewhere in a box and we attend to them later. And then all of these things keep throwing into the box, those issues, those troubles, those anger, you know, that I keep bottling up and putting up inside the box. At some point, do you realize that the box will get so cluttered and filled up, and you know, everywhere is just littered with many of these problems and issues that you refuse to attend to? So I feel that it was important that we address this and ask ourselves these questions, why we feel not to, you know, really take thought of these questions when we are being asked. or even for ourselves, asking ourselves these questions: how am I feeling? How am I doing, really? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, how am I doing? So I believe that we must be able to answer these questions for ourselves first. So let me tell you something now. If you ask me next week, how am I doing? I'll tell you I was broke. I'm not feeling so far. I don't feel like going to work. But in this moment, I feel excited doing this podcast, despite the fact that I do not feel too well. You know, I'm battling with some form of illness. I have some pain in my tongue. It affects my speech, and I have to go on radio almost every week to talk, and I've been going through this pain for weeks now. But here I am trying to do this, and I'm excited about it. But what about other areas? Financially, am I okay? I'm not okay, guy. Account is red, man. Yeah, it is. Maybe that it is for you too. So what I'm trying to drive at is that, look, come to terms with how you are feeling part time. Come to terms with how you with your emotional state right now, in this moment, all right, so that it helps you to keep yourself sane. I mean, talking to yourself is good therapy on its own. Talking to a friend is also good, as it's also good. Writing down your thoughts as it comes is also good. Sometimes ago, a few days ago, I began practicing journaling. I used to do it before, but at some point I lost track. So this past few weeks, I decided to start practicing it on a regular basis. So before I sleep, or when I wake up in the night, the first thing I do is to just gather my thoughts and begin to write out how I feel, how I'm feeling about something, about the situation, you know, and all of those other things that comes to my mind. At that point in time, I just begin to write down. And although it's been a week into it, or is it a week? No, I think it's about 5 days or 6 days into this exercise. And in a way, it has helped me to relieve my stress, express myself more, be original with myself, and help me to come to terms with the reality of my life at this point in time. So how are you? It really means that, what is the reality of your life? What is your current reality you are facing at this point in time in your life as a man? It's a very deep question that you should answer. I read the story of a young man who committed suicide. In the notes that he left on social media, I guess the major cause of the suicide, from what I can deduce, was lack of fatherly attention. You know, from his own words in that letter, I said, he wishes his dad had more time for him, or his dad had done well, or something like that. May his soul rest in peace. And, you know, it could be any of us. It could be you. It could be me. It takes a whole lot from a person to mentally break down and decide that the next thing to do is, I do not want it anymore. I want to take my life. So, brother, I'm asking you again, how are you? Do you feel like giving it up? Do you feel like losing it all? Do you feel like you're not doing enough for yourself? Why don't you begin to write down your thoughts now? Why don't you begin to find a way to release those thoughts in your mind, in your head now? Find a community of brothers to belong to, and where you guys can have time to talk. Again, the how are you question is best answered by looking at the current realities of your life. A deep look. How are you? Mentally, financially, emotionally, and all those other areas of your life that makes for a complete man that is sane. As I begin to round up, one of the things that you must prioritize, that you and I must prioritize above every other thing this year, is making sure that we take care of our mental health. my brother, this one day important. It's really important. You know what? One thing I told myself at the beginning of the year that I'm going to explore more. I'm going to travel. I'm going to travel more. I want to visit the northern part of Nigeria. I want to go to an African country. I want to go for a camp out. You know, I want to run wild. I want to do a lot of things I have not had time to do before for a long time. And yes, that's my goal this year. I'm not going to take life hard. I'm going to pursue my goals and do the things I need to do, but I'm not going to try to force anything. I think for many of us, the reason why we are facing a lot of stress, why we are putting ourselves through a lot of unnecessary stress, is because of, I believe, the expectations that, you know, the society places on us as guys. Understandably. But can't we excuse ourselves for a while? Can't we say, hey, Superman, I want to take a break today. The world is not going to die. Spider-Man will come and save them. Or Wonder Woman will save them. We'll save the world. So, wake up, man. Take care of yourself. I'm going to recommend 5 places you should visit this year, especially for those who are in Nigeria. Visit the Lekki Conservation Center. It's a very nice spot. Visit the Zuma Resort Center. Visit the Obodokado Ranch. Yankari Games Reserve. There are beautiful places in Nigeria you can visit. Come to Abeokuta. There are nice places here too as well. So, go out. Have fun. Rent a service apartment if you can. Gather your friends and have fun and just spend the weekend together. And be cool. Refresh. Renew. Retreat. It's part of life, man. So, that's what I want to leave you with in this edition of the podcast. I promise that I'm going to be more regular this year, and I hope to engage you more. Meanwhile, we are very active on Instagram, right? We are now active on Instagram as Dear Single Men. Just search for Dear Single Men and engage with some of our contents there. And of course, can get to talk. And one thing I promise we're doing every Friday now is to start giving you guys tips on how to do some, you know, cookings and some other, you know, meal hacks that would help you. Remember, the goal is to be a model man, a community, at home, at work. God bless you, and do have yourself a wonderful week. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Tell my jokes, isn't it? See you next time. You see, when you finally get into that time in your life, when you find yourself in that moment in your life, when you are beginning to like someone, when you are in love, where you begin to take interest in another person, that moment in your life where you are all by yourself and you have these ideas running in your mind, and the next thing you can think of is someone who you can share that idea with, not a guy. Not a brother, but someone who you want to spend the rest of your life with, and you just want to share with her your plans, your goals for the future, your dreams, and your aspirations. At all points in our lives, we all get to that place where we long for someone, and there's nothing bad in longing for someone. So, I'm in this space in my life right now. I'm at this stage in my life right now where I'm longing for someone, right? Where I desire to be with someone who I can share with her what my goals are, what I'm doing with my life right now, and what I want to do in the future. So while thinking of that, I think about the kind of man that I am at this point in time, at this stage of my life, what kind of a man I am. Who is Taiwo? What am I growing up to be? What have I developed? What areas of my life needs to be changed, developed, worked on? Right, and I'm not saying this because I want to be perfect for this person I'm so longing for. I'm saying this because I really want to be that kind of man that she sees as like, okay, this one kind of makes sense. It's not like the rest. All right, I'm doing it for me because I really truly want to grow and be better. That is actually my aspirations. That is my goal. To be a better man every day. And look, I've always maintained this. I don't know about you, but for me, look, there is absolutely nothing wrong in wanting to be a good father, an amazing husband. If that is your ultimate goal in life, so be it. That is my own ultimate goal. Aside from the glamour, the glitz, the money, the popularity, the fame, you know, the impact and all those other nice things, you know, nice cars, nice houses and all of those other things that, you know, all of us want to have, vacations and, you know, those beautiful things. Look, what is most important for me right now is to be a good man, be a good father, be a loving husband, and that is it. That is it. So, what stage are you now in your life and what kind of man are you becoming is really important, because when the other person comes into your life, she has to be able to see how so well you have worked on yourself. You know, also, she has to be able to see your weaknesses as well. Now, remember how we started, how we moved from a point where we long for someone. That is a stage in our life. That is a phase in our life. And how we get to this point where we talk about what your ultimate goal in life is, which differs. For me, my ultimate goal in life is to be an amazing father and a great husband. That's it. But also, we also move to that point where we tell ourselves, what kind of men are we becoming? Are we becoming men who are going to exercise a lot of self-control, a lot of restraint, all right? Are going to be men that, you know, any small thing, we lose focus. I mean, but it's no crime in losing focus anyway, but that's by the way, all right? So all of this is something that I want to leave you with this morning, even as you start your day, the kind of man you are becoming. And there's nothing wrong now if you are longing for someone with whom you want to spend the rest of your life with. Someone who loves you. Someone who you can fully communicate with, share your feelings with. Someone you are completely honest with. Because if you're going to bring somebody into your life, you have to be honest. So I found this lady. I'm imagining, I'm creating an imagination now. So follow this picture. I find this lady. We became friends, all right? And then I realized after we spent times together, you know, share some things in common, and I said, okay, I might like this lady. So what next do I do? I told her, and I'm telling this lady, remember we are creating an imaginative picture, all right? And I woke up to her, asked her, hey, lady, my friend, we've known each other for a while now. I'm beginning to like you. Do you think there's any possibility of us sharing something even more? And she's like, Tao, I feel the same way too. Look, we are creating an imaginative picture, yeah? And right there in my mind, all I can think of is, Tao, I think it's time you tell her, not just how you feel about her now, in this moment, but the kind of man you've been in the past, so that she can know where you are coming from. And this brings me to the point where I say that it is important that we learn to share our past experiences with anyone we are bringing into our life so that they will have an idea of our story, where we've been, what makes us tick and tickle, why we are passionate about some certain things in life. Now, if you'll ask me, why am I so passionate? Why is my ultimate goal to become an amazing father and a great husband? That is because, to be candid, I didn't have a model of a great father set for me. I didn't have. Right. So that goal, that ultimate goal, was born from that gap. All right. So I tell her this story. I tell her why I'm scared of some things. I tell her why I'm hasty. I tell her this. I tell her that. I'm presenting to her the whole of me, everything about me, my past, my present, and my future. So all of this is contained in whatever CV I'm going to be presenting to her. All right. So this is imaginative, right? But when it comes to reality, it is the same thing that we should do with anyone we are bringing into our lives. So as you long for someone, as you desire someone, in all honesty, let this person meet you, guy. Let her meet you. Let her see you. Look at her face to face and let her know that this is who I am. This is me. This was my past. This is my present. And this is the future that I'm looking towards. All right? So, pursue above all things becoming a better version of yourself. All right? And you identifying with a community of men. There is no joy, all right? Listen, there is no joy in having too many female folks than male folks. We need ourselves, guys. Yeah, we need ourselves. So find a community of men where you can be together, all right? Where you all can communicate, share your feelings together, all right? So this is how we're going to draw the curtain today. So I felt I should just leave this message here for you to know that whatever it is you are going through right now, whether it is longing for a partner, finding yourself, going through a lot of financial stress and crisis, I want you to know that those emotions are valid. All right, whatever you feel, how you feel, how you're responding or reacting to them, they are valid. But what one more thing I want to let you know is that they will pass at some point and all of your desires will be granted. So I want to say cheers to your improvement, and we're going to do something more right in the next episode. Something you guys should watch out for. It's going to be more revelation. I'm going to share with you something personal that I believe that you need to know and you are going to learn from it. So cheers to your improvement, and I'm going to see you in the next episode. This has been your host, Tao Majeks, and this is the Dear Single Men podcast.